Menopause marks the end of a woman's reproductive years, and it can bring on significant symptoms as much as a decade before menopause itself officially hits. For a common process that affects half of the population, some say the care for menopause is very lacking. But as Patty White reports, there are some providers in Maine who make menopause care a focus of their practice.
During their childbearing years, women can easily find classes and support groups dealing with pregnancy and labor. But when it comes to the next big change in women's lives, menopause, that education is noticeably absent, says 47-year-old Hazel Labby of Belgrade.
I didn't even really know that there was something called perimenopause. I didn't really know what that was and how long you could be in it and, you know, if that's what I was in.
Perimenopause is the time leading up to menopause, when estrogen levels start to fluctuate and eventually drop. When Labby was in her early 40s, she says she started getting hot flashes and night sweats. Her mood swung from bouts of crying in the shower to fits of anger.
One day I was in a fine mood, but I happened to go in my bedroom and my husband had left something on the floor and I just lost it. Like, if he had been here, I probably would have ripped his head off. And it was something silly. And I just thought, why am I so angry about this?
The symptoms went on for years. When she brought them up during her annual exams, Labby says her doctor told her she probably was in perimenopause, but she didn't receive much advice on how to deal with the symptoms. As Labby searched for help, she eventually found her way to Susan Kamen.
I am a certified nurse midwife.
Nurse midwives are typically associated with helping women have babies. But Kamen, who practices in Reedfield and Brunswick, says their work extends beyond childbirth.
Midwife means with women. And so we are trained to take care of women throughout the lifespan, and we are actually trained as primary health care providers for women.
Kamen did focus on the childbirth years for much of her 32-year career, but recently she shifted to treatment for women going through menopause.
Many years after I went through menopause myself and reflected back on my experience looking at how little care I got and how little I really knew, even though this was part of my training, but my training was about 30-some years ago in this field, I felt that there was this huge void and people weren't really being cared for in the way they should.
Menopause is defined as when a woman stops having periods, which is usually around age 51. But it takes about a year to know that menstruation has ended. And Kamen says the time to address menopause is well before a woman has reached it.
So much is happening and changing for women in their 40s or women during the perimenopause period that could have incredible implications for their life later on.
Kamen says the symptoms of perimenopause, the hot flashes, night sweats, and mood swings, can affect a woman's sleep, stress, and eating habits. And that can set women up for chronic health problems like cardiovascular disease and diabetes. That's why, she says, it's important to manage symptoms. But that's difficult to do in a typical 15-minute office visit, says Chris Cooney of Millbridge. She's a nurse practitioner who's been certified in menopause care because of what she saw as a need for more specialized care.
This is one area in my practice where I get referrals from physicians. Physicians don't typically refer patients to nurse practitioners for care, but because I am able to carve out the time for these women, that seems to be working very well.
It takes time, Cooney says, to tease out the root cause of symptoms, some of which have far-reaching effects.
So a woman experiencing, for example, just very severe night sweats may become so sleep-deprived that her relationships suffer, her work suffers, and ultimately her mental health is impacted.
Women can also experience bladder issues and pain when their estrogen drops as they're entering menopause. That's what sends many women Andrea Lasky's way. She's a pelvic floor physical therapist at Greater Brunswick Physical Therapy.
The pelvic pain that nobody wants to talk about, that's really hard. People come in tears because they're like, my marriage, like I can't have intimate relations with my partner.
Lasky says too often menopausal symptoms are brushed off as something to just accept when there are ways to address them. Hazel Labby, for example, says her night sweats are gone and her hot flashes and mood swings are far less severe now that she's taking hormones.
I feel like that has really changed my life. You know, I just feel so much better.
Her nurse midwife, Susan Kamen, says despite the challenges of menopause, there are benefits. And as more women talk about the subject and get help managing symptoms, they may come to embrace it as a new and liberating chapter in their lives. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.